Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Today, let's go to the stage where there is no company and a businessman, an entrepreneur is thinking of starting a company using the corporate form to carry on his business. So, first of all, there must be some stages which will be fulfilled, which will be gone through, so that a person may start his business by using a corporate form. So what are those stages? The first stage is called the stage of promotion. In this stage, there are at least four main steps which are done. The first thing is the discovery of a business idea. Person want to carry on a business, so he must see that what is a proper business which is to be carried on and what are its aspects, what is its future. So the details of this business idea must be clear to him. So after discovering this idea, he shall make detailed investigations regarding this business idea. The third stage would be gathering and assembling the manpower, the needed resources and the needed material for carrying on that business. And fourth stage in promotion will be to gather and to collect capital or finance by different ways, by borrowing or by arranging for shares. But these activities, these are started by some individuals, but after incorporation of a company, after a company has been created, these activities will be carried on by the company. So this is the first stage. The second stage is the stage of incorporation. So after the preliminary steps, the company must be registered so that these steps and these things can be carried on properly by the company. So we have seen the detailed procedure of incorporation, whereby the name availability is checked, the services of professionals is hired, and then the necessary documentation is prepared and it is filed with the registrar so that the certificate of incorporation may be granted. The third stage is the stage of public subscription. Especially where a company is a public company, it will go to offer its securities to the public, and we have seen that how it is done by issuing prospectus, etc. These things. And the fourth stage will be the stage of commencement of business. So we have seen that in case of a private company, there is no further formality after incorporation, but the public companies have to complete different steps so that it may be granted the certificate of commencement of business. So these were four stages. We have seen the last three stages, meaning the stage of incorporation, the public subscription, and the fourth stage of commencement of business. But today we will talk about the first stage, which is the stage before incorporation of a company, which is called the promotion stage. So while going through this stage, first of all, we will see the persons who carry on the this stage and what activities are performed by such persons and what are the rules of law governing this particular stage. So first of all, let's talk about the promoters. Promoter is basically a person who originates a scheme for formation of a company, who first of all gets the idea that a company is to be prepared, is to be incorporated. So the person who originates this idea is said to be the promoter. Then once he has got the idea, he shall, or he goes for the necessary steps like the preparation of memorandum and articles of association of the company. He gets these documents to be registered. He finds out the first directors of the company. In the same way, he settles down the terms and conditions for the preliminary contracts. In the same way, he also does his efforts for the preparation of prospectus. And moreover, he makes arrangements for advertisement or and for circulation of the need or the circulation of the importance of this prospectus. So a promoter is basically a person who does these things, or some of these things at least. So a promoter may be an individual person, maybe a firm or association of persons, or even a company may also be a promoter, because these are the persons, or a promoter is a person, as I said, it may be an individual of, or a group of persons, because but they are the main persons who are concerned with the flotation or with the formation of a company. In Companies Act 2017, we have got the definition of promoter in section number 2, subsection 50. So section 2, clause 50, it defines the term promoter, that the promoter is a person who is named as a subscriber for memorandum. As we have said, that when memorandum of association of a company is prepared, there are some persons who are named as subscribers. So they are termed as promoters, and they will be said to be promoters under section 2 subsection 50 of Companies Act 2017. Secondly, the person who is named as a promoter in the prospectus, such person would also be a promoter, because in prospectus we said that the details of promoters must be there. So the promoter, the person who is named as a promoter in a prospectus of a company, shall be considered to be the promoter. Thirdly, a person who has got control over the affairs of a company by any ways, directly or indirectly. So if a person can control the affairs of a company, like if he is a director of a company, or he is a shareholder of the company, or in any other way, if he can control the affairs of the company, such person would also be, can also be termed as a promoter. And fourthly, if the board of directors of the company is acting or is taking its activities in accordance with the instructions, in accordance with whose advice this board is taking on its activities, so such person who is giving his instructions or advice to the board, such person would also be termed as a promoter. But in this case, in the fourth case, there are some exceptions. As we have already said, that while taking on certain activities, a company takes advice from many experts, many professionals, like the legal experts or the financial experts. So such experts who are involved in the creation of different documents, or who are involved in giving certain advices to the company, such persons would not be termed as the promoters. So any person who is acting merely in his professional capacity, such person would not be termed as a promoter. Although such person is doing things for the company, but such person is not a promoter. In the same way, there are certain authorities who can give directions to the board of a company, like the registrar or the commission or any other authorized officer. Such officers or such authorities are also not promoters, although the board is acting on its on their advices or on their instructions, but still these are expressly excluded from promoters. Otherwise, if any other person is giving advices to the board or giving instructions to the board, and the board is acting on these instructions and advices, such person would be termed as a promoter. So these exceptions are mainly included in order to save these professionals or authorities from the liabilities of a promoter, because the promoter has to face certain liabilities. The promoter has certain responsibilities towards the company. So these professionals are giving a sort of protection from these liabilities by adding a proviso to this section number 2, subsection 50. So as I said, that a promoter has got certain liabilities. Basically, he is in a fiduciary relationship with the company. So he may not make any secret profits directly or indirectly unless that profit is properly disclosed to the company. So if a promoter does make a secret profit, he may be forced to hand over this profit to the company. And some of these rules we will see in a short while in detail.